with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least 241 people have been killed in that airplane crash in India. Air India CEO Campbell Wilson says he's saddened by the Air India passenger plane crash.
I would like to express our deep sorrow about this event. This is a difficult day for all of us at Air India, and our efforts now are focused entirely on the needs of our passengers, crew members, their families, and loved ones. I know that there are many questions, and at this stage, I will not be able to answer all of them.
One passenger survived the crash. Some Democratic governors faced tough questions from a House committee today over sanctuary policies. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman James Comer says sanctuary policies protect people in the country illegally who are committing other crimes.
Three sanctuary state governors from Minnesota, New York, and Illinois are here to testify under oath about why they allow criminal illegal aliens to roam free in American communities. Let me be clear. Sanctuary policies do not protect Americans. They protect criminal illegal aliens.
The issues reached a flashpoint after President Trump sent National Guard troops into Los Angeles to protect ICE agents making illegal immigration arrests. Iran says it has built and will activate a third nuclear enrichment facility, ratcheting up tension with the UN immediately after its atomic watchdog censured Iran for failing to comply with obligations meant to prevent it from developing a nuclear weapon. On Wall Street, the Dow by 101 points, the Nasdaq rose 46, the S&P advanced 23. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center paints a picture of faith around the globe.
Where would you find the most Muslims? If you said the Middle East, you would be wrong. The lion's share of the world's Muslims live in the Asia-Pacific region, about three times as many as live in the Middle East and North Africa. And where are the most Christians? Sub-Saharan Africa, although Latin America and Europe come in a close second and third. The most people of no religious faith are in China, more than 1 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics were outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo has made his first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction that the decision will be approved by the Communist Party. This is SRN News. A chartered space flight for India, Poland, and Hungary's first astronauts in decades has been delayed indefinitely.
It's because of leak concerns at the International Space Station. NASA wants to monitor the cabin pressure on the Russian side of the orbiting lab before accepting visitors. SpaceX was supposed to launch four private astronauts this week on a two-week space station mission. Bad weather and SpaceX rocket trouble delayed the flight. Then the space station leak issue cropped up. The Russian space agency has long been dealing with a cabin pressure leak at the station. John Scott reporting.
Everything ever said on the internet was just the start of teaching artificial intelligence about humanity. Data-hungry tech companies are now tapping into an older repository of knowledge, the library stacks. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.